go ahead and start grounding yourselves in by doing some deep cleansing breath, what we call Ujjayi breathing, which is a deep, slow inhalation through the nose and slowly inhaling through the nose and slowly exhaling through the mouth. And if you are not in a quiet space, just look at it as an opportunity to go deeper within yourself and to tune out any distracting noises that may be around you. And as we grow, we change like the seasons, passing through the sections of the medicine wheel, learning from each other. The center of the medicine wheel is spirit, the pure heart, the truth, God. And because the sun rises in the east and this direction represents new beginnings, we always want to start by facing the east. Continue with your breath work. Quiet the mind. Come into your heart space. We call to the energy of the east, of the morning sun and the new day. Here lies the energy of spring and new beginnings. We call to the light that illuminates all. We invite eagle, hawk, condor, and the morning dove, and all the winged ones who fly close to the heavens. We welcome your insight and sharp vision. We invite the energy of dandelions and skunk cabbage and welcome all of our ancestors and loved ones who dwell in this direction and ask that they join us and bless this space with the energies and spirits of the East. Aha. And as we energetically face the South, we call into the energy of the South, inviting the noonday sun and the serpent. We call the direction of love, creativity, and energy, and welcome the spirit of action and growth. We invite coyote, mountain lion, and deer, and all the four-legged creatures. We invite the spirit of hibiscus, holy basil, and bee balm. We welcome all of our ancestors and loved ones who dwell in this direction and ask that they join us and bless this space with the energies and spirits of the South. Aha. And as we energetically and etherically face the West, we call the energies of the West to the healing waters, Mother Jaguar, and to the place where the veil is at its thinnest. To the evening and the twilight energy, we call to the medicine directions and the birthplace of emotion. To the gifts of healing, we invite owl, otter, salmon, and all the creatures of the sea, the lakes, and the streams. We welcome flexibility, grace, and flow. We invite the energy of black cohosh, Angelica and Lotus. We welcome all of our ancestors and loved ones who dwell in this direction and ask that you join us and bless our space with the energies and spirit of the West. Aha. As we energetically face the North, we call into the energies of the North, the earth that sustains us, the home of night, wisdom, and of the dark hour, to the spirit of winter and the energy of rest and renewal. We welcome the wisdom and invite bear, buffalo, and mouse, and welcome their gifts of generosity, the spirit of giving, and the gift of story. We invite the energy of Mariposa lily, witch hazel, and pine. We welcome all of our ancestors and loved ones who dwell in this direction and ask that you join us and bless our space with the energy and spirits of the North. Aha. And as we energetically look above us, we call and welcome the energies and spirits that dwell above us. Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, Star People, Cloud People, all planetary beings, and the entire cosmos. We welcome the divine masculine energy, the grandfathers, fathers, brothers, uncles, and sons. We welcome the energies and spirits of Father Sky and Grandmother Moon. And we call to the angels, elementals, plant spirits, either the spider woman who weaves us all into a connection with one another. And we welcome all of our ancestors and loved ones who dwell in this direction and ask that they join us and bless this space with the energies and spirits of the above. Aha. And as we energetically touch Mother Earth, Pachamama Tonantzin, Mama Gaia, we call and welcome the energies of Mother Earth, the plant people, the stone people, the crystal people, the mycelium that holds us together and to the spirits of all that is below us. We welcome the divine feminine energy and the spirit of our grandmothers, our mothers, sisters, aunties, and daughters. We welcome the energies and spirits of Mother Earth, our guides and ancestors. We honor and respect the reflection of all that is and give thanks for our shadow. We welcome all of our ancestors and loved ones who dwell in this direction and ask that they join us and bless this space of ours with the energies and spirits from below. And as we place our hands over our heart centers, we welcome the energy of all of our relations and to the place within. We give thanks for each living being on this planet and for the ancient heartbeat that connects us. We invite in the universal soul energy and the spirit of the one-hearted. We welcome the gifts of love, unity, and compassion for all. We welcome all of our ancestors and loved ones who dwell within this direction and ask that you join us and bless our space with the energies and spirits of within. And only beings of love and light are welcomed here with us today. And we thank you for joining this medicine circle that we have created. And thank you for creating this circle as a safe container for us to join together our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our spirits into meditation. And take in a few more deep breaths. Center yourself. And as we start by making ourselves very comfortable and finding our peace and calm, as we're either laying down or sitting, very relaxed, wherever you are, with your palms up, on your lap, or at your side, go ahead and take this opportunity now to close your eyes if you haven't already. And if you can hear the beautiful music of the kalimba, which comes from Africa. If you can hear the music in the background, continue your breath and relax. With each inhalation, breathe in peace and calm. With every exhalation, just melt a little deeper into the space where you are. Take this opportunity to thank yourself and your higher self for bringing you into this beautiful sacred space, this beautiful container of safety, and for being present and for opening your heart to trust. Ah. and begin to recognize the flowing of your breath. And feel a little bit more relaxed with each exhalation. Go a little deeper. And feeling your chest rising with every inhalation. Feeling your chest rising and falling. With every long inhale, feel the air streaming into your body. With every exhale, feel it streaming out of your body. With your inhale, feel your lungs filling with air. And with the deep exhalation, feel your whole body relaxing now at this point. Allow and invite yourself to let go. Let go of any tension you may be holding onto in your body. Notice and recognize where in your body you may be holding this tension. And with the exhalation, allow yourself to let that go and relax into your body even deeper. Imagine that you start to feel more relaxed with every exhalation, and how one part of your body after another relaxes even more and more. Relaxing your forehead, your cheeks, relaxing and releasing your tongue from the upper palate of your mouth. Relax your jaw, your face, your neck, your shoulders, relaxing your arm down into your fingertips. Relax your chest, your stomach. The next exhalation, relax your back, your hips, your legs. Relaxing your thighs. Along your backside, down into the tips of your toes. Feel now your whole body is totally relaxed. There is nothing else for you to do than just breathe. You know that you are in a safe space. So just relax and breathe. And now, slowly, your body and soul start to float into another space and time, away from here, to a different place. And perhaps you may find yourself at the water's edge of a beach, on the sand. And what a beautiful feeling this is. And feel free to lay down on the sand and just feel the sand under your skin. And nobody is around, just you and the ocean lapping in front of you. And this is your secret place where you come to recharge and to learn more about yourself. Taking a deep breath. And as you do, smell how wonderful the air is. It's salty and fresh. and gives you a sense of freedom. And knowing that you are this close to the ocean relaxes you even more. So enjoy just being here now and just be. There is nothing more to do for you than being and enjoying. Allow yourself to enjoy and relax. This is all you came here to do. You can hear the sounds of the waves as she flows in and out, like a rhythm that you know from long ago. The ocean speaks the language of your soul, so listen closely. Be mindful of your breath. And continue to listen to Grandmother Ocean as she speaks to your soul. The sounds of the waves and the salty air invite you to come closer. The feeling of the sand between your toes brings you back to childhood joys, like building sandcastles or running on the beach, maybe even the smell and taste of ice cream and watermelon. As you dip your feet into the refreshing ocean, you feel even more connected to this freedom that surrounds you. It's just here for you. Alone with this beautiful ocean, where your soul has so much space, space to spread, to shine even brighter than the beacon of light that you are. Look around your feet. What do you see? What do you find? Are there seashells? Or do you find soft, polished beach glass? The ocean is calling you. Listen to her message. Then you begin to feel the pull, and you are now overcome with a desire to want to dive right into the ocean, to be in it, to live it, to become a part of it. And as the next wave rolls towards you, you dive right into the blue, clear water. Your face feels so refreshed. Your whole body is cooling down and it feels light because the water is carrying you now. As you swim through the small waves, the ocean is calm today. So calm that she looks almost like glass. Peaceful, almost silent, with the odd ripple of water along the beach, just like your soul and the blue ocean. now, as you decide to turn around on your back, some little movements of your arms and legs help you to find balance as you effortlessly lay back and face the sky. Imagine how it would feel like to be carried by the water completely, without any struggle, just floating on the water. And take a deep breath in and relax to that floating position on the water with your exhale. Lying on the water, doing nothing for it besides trusting. Trusting the ocean to hold you, to carry you. Then you decide to lean your head back and let go of any movements of your arms and your legs, and you begin to float. The ocean is carrying you. The ocean is supporting you. And you take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And breathing deeply lifts your body even more out of the water, allowing you to let go of any fears that you have been holding on to, any doubts, worries, any anxiety, any depression, anything that has been debilitating your human body, through your mind, inviting you to let it go. You are now part of the ocean, and you're floating safely in its embrace. The soft movements of the water rock your body gently, and you feel safe, safe and carried by the ocean, loved by the universe because you are. And as you realize this, your lips draw a smile to your face. You can feel the sun on your face as if it too is now smiling. The warm rays of the sun on your eyelids make your face relax even more as your body is carried by the endless ocean. You should feel very proud of yourself for trusting. And your gift for this trust is support, love, and even more relaxation. Take this moment to thank the ocean for carrying you. And we're just going to stay here floating for just a little while longer. Take in a deep inhalation and exhale, continuing to release in your doubts, your worries, your fears, your anxiety, giving it to the ocean as you are floating in such surrender and trust. Few more deep breaths. And continue to feel the warmth of the sun on your face. It brings that smile to your mouth. Two more deep breaths. Thank you. And after our long inhale and exhale, we begin to prepare ourselves to swim back to the water's edge. We turn back onto our stomach. We start swimming towards the beach, towards the sand. And as you start walking out of the ocean, you see a very special shell in the water. Reach for it. Feel its texture between your fingers. Look closely at it. It's just for you. And you can take it home with you. It is the ocean thanking you for letting go of these fears, doubts, anxiety, depression, and trusting the support of her, Grandmother Ocean. The ocean is reminding you that trust will lead you far, because it means the end of struggle. And as you walk back to the sand, the place where you were sitting or laying down, you start to come back from this journey. As you're sitting or lying down on the sand, you notice a sense of feeling absolutely refreshed and at peace. You can feel calm. You're taking a deep breath. As you start to feel like you begin to feel ready to start to come back from your secret place on the sand in front of the ocean, return back into your body by wiggling your fingers and your toes. Take in a deep breath. And exhale. And on the next inhalation and exhalation, I invite you to open your eyes and find yourself in the space in your home, wherever it is. And bring yourself back now to the here and now. And we welcome you back into this present moment, in this present space and time. And as you continue to come back into this space and time of where you are, this timeline, this present, coming back into your body, I'm going to go ahead and close up our energy space, our sacred space, where we have invited all of our ancestors, all beings of love and light, to join us and creating this safe container for us. To the eagle, condor, hawk, and all of our ancestors and relatives from the east, we thank you for coming into this sacred space and creating and blessing our space. And to the to the ancestors and beings of the coyote, the lion, the deer, and all the four-legged creatures of the south. Thank you for coming and creating this sacred space for us to join together. And to Grandmother Ocean of the West, to the owl, the otter, the salmon, to all the bodies of water, lakes, the stream, the ocean. Mother Jaguar, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful, safe container. Now we thank the energies and the ancestors of the North, to the spirits of the North, to the bear, the buffalo, the mouse, thank you for protecting us in our energy medicine space. As we bring our awareness to the sky, to the ethers, to the cosmos, we thank Father Sky. We thank the star people, the cloud people, all the planetary beings, Grandmother Moon, all the elementals. Spider Woman, thank you for coming to protect our medicine space. And we place our awareness to Mother Earth, Stone Unseen Pachamama, Mama Gaia, to all the plant people, the stone people, and the crystal people, to all of our mothers and sisters, our aunties. And we thank all of you and all of our ancestors who dwell in this space, for coming to hold this container for us so that we may gather safely and peacefully. And as we place our hands over our heart centers, thanking ourselves and our higher selves for bringing us together to receive the medicine that we all needed today. Thanking ourselves, thanking all of our relations that dwell within us, all of our ancestors, for this heart-to-heart connection, for this connection with the waters that dwell within all of us, connecting our internal waters with the waters of the ocean, lakes, streams, rivers, waterfalls, to our soul energy, and to the spirit of the one heart. Thank you for bringing such beautiful gifts to us today and uniting us with so much compassion and mercy, forgiveness, mostly for ourselves, but also for others. And we thank all of our ancestors, all these beings of love and light, and all these spirits that dwell within the spiritual abode, as we send them back to these spiritual abodes from where they came, thanking them and giving them so much gratitude and love as they love us so much unconditionally. We are grateful for this day. We are grateful for this space. We are grateful for this time. As above, as below, as within, as without, always, in always, and so it is. Aho mitakuyasin to all our relations. This space is now clean and clear. And we invite you all to take in a deep breath and stretch your arms overhead or beside you. Sit up or stand up and move the energies within your crystalline body. Place your hands together over your heart and bow to yourself. Namaste.
Thank you, gentle thunder. That was beautiful. I feel so relaxed and cleansed.
I am still coming back myself. So give me a few more. My whole body is vibrating with such energy.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to take everybody some time to come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I strongly encourage those of you who went really deep to please take your time. Be gentle with yourself. Don't feel rushed that you have to go do something right now. Just stay in the space where you are. Continue to be present with yourself and with your breath as long as you need to.
Before we share, I would just like to tell everyone that I did have a special request today for all of us to envision rain for Southern California. So when you have some time today or any time in the coming weeks, Southern California is really in need of rain, and the trees there are becoming super stressed. So when you have a chance, please, if you could spend some time envisioning that area getting some really good rain in the next weeks.
So as the rain is falling quite heavily now, I've opened up the glass door so you can hear the rain. What if we all together invite the rains that are engulfing Maui right now and ask Father Sky and the cloud people and the thunder beings to shift this rain over to California?
Yes, let's do that.
Believe it or not, there are parts of Maui that are experiencing heavy drought. And the deer people, our four-leggeds, are suffering. They cannot find water resource. And they are also cannot find food to sustain themselves. And their spirits are leaving.
Yeah, that's hard to believe on Maui because, you know, you think of it as being such a lush environment. But I know there are certain areas that are quite dry. So you really need this rain today too, right?
Yes. Well, I'm in the upper north side, which we call the upper west side. But where I live, in the south where I live is Wailea, Kihei. Very little rain there ever.
Mm-hmm.
Very dry. You know, the reason why most places are dry, you know, there is an ecosystem, right?
Yes.
When there are trees, the trees bring the clouds. The clouds bring the rain. When you have buildings, there is nowhere for the clouds if they come. There's nothing for the clouds to gravitate towards to express the waters that need to come out of those clouds.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you are, plant some trees. We need the trees
for our
generations to come. We need them for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. If they are to survive, we need more trees.
Yeah. We absolutely do. Okay, well, I see some of that rain going back up into the clouds and making it to Southern California, going across the Pacific.
I believe it is because the rain just lightened up here as
Yay!
We were all manifesting that together.
Yeah.
Now it's just turning into a sprinkle. Thank you, everyone.
Oh,
see how powerful you all are?
We are powerful. Okay, is there anyone that would like to share something or ask Gentle Thunder a question? If there is, you can just star 6 to unmute yourself and then tell us your name.
Gentle Thunder, just wanted to say
yes,
that was,
dear.
I wanted to say that was wonderful, and I could listen to your beautiful voice all day.
Okay, I'll give you my number later.
You can chew my ear off.
What's really beautiful is that the sounds that come out of my voice are not usually mine. Mm-hmm. And so everything is frequency and vibration. And whatever comes through my voice is just that. Whether they are angelic beings, whether they are ancestors, whether it's great spirit, that's what you have experienced. But we thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, that explains it.
Yeah.
and
thank you.
Don't forget that the recording will be up on the website. So anytime you want to listen to Gentle Thunder, you can go to the website.
Ah, there we go. Then my album's not going to get blown up.
Yeah.
That's right.
I almost forgot to hit record. And then
noticed that, Mary. I caught
you
it.
You heard that, right? And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not recording. So I got it in before you started with the actual meditation. So it'll be missing the intro. But yeah.
What is the website name again?
It's globalwaterhealing.org. So we have all the past meditations are up on the website. And anytime someone has time to go there, do some healing work for the waters, there's 80 or 90 meditations that are on that website. So it's a beautiful resource.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone else?
Those of you who are not familiar with my work, please do visit my website and click on services. I definitely can work remotely with individuals as well. And what's been coming forth a lot lately is clearing ancestral karma and trauma, where we go back 12 generations on both mother and father's side. And it's very powerful, very profound, not only for ourselves, but for our ancestors. Because through our DNA, we carry that with us of their whatever it is that they went through or maybe something that they did. And also here, healing childhood wounds. So I also offer 30-minute and 1-hour medicine card intuitive channeled readings. So most of my, as we are in this very interesting times, most of my clients are online now because not everybody can travel, whether you're immune compromised or it's a matter of choice not to travel. Online is the next best way to reach me. Also on Instagram, I post most of my offerings there as well, and you can reach out to me through there on Facebook, Gentle Thunder. GentleThunderJourney.com, as Mary mentioned in the beginning, is my website, Gentle Thunder on Instagram, and you can send me private messages if you would like or feel a calling to work with me. And all the work that I do is channeled. I just invite all beings of love and light, as we did today. Invite my ancestors and your ancestors, and just allow spirit to utilize me as a tool, as a vessel for whatever that is that you need.
Wow, fabulous. Thank you for giving us a little more information there. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Yes.
Yes. Hi. My name is Carol. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. That was a wonderful meditation. I literally felt myself in the ocean. My head was floating. The ocean and me have a calling always, and I need to get back there. I'd like to thank you. It really, really felt good. And I'll listen to this again And look up your website also. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Our pleasure.
Good morning. Aloha.
A-L-A-A.
Shakira. A-L-A-A.
Shakira. Hi, Shakira. My beautiful mermaid sister on Maui. Hi.
Aloha. The sun has risen. A-L-A-A. Yes, thank you, Gentle Thunder, Sister Mermaid. I was pleased to go back into the ocean this morning in meditation, and as I was sinking into the water, the whale song was singing to me, and the sounds and the songs of the whales, the frequency that they are sharing with us is essential.
Mm-hmm.
As I went into the water and the ocean yesterday, I pray before going into the ocean, and I ask permission, and I ask the whales to come and share a message with me. And not only yesterday, but today in meditation was very strongly the message of trust, as you shared, to trust our vision, to trust ourselves, to trust surrendering what we don't know and dropping into the void. And as I did that yesterday, going into the ocean on my kayak, the whales welcomed me with their spouting far away. And I said, that's okay. They're far, but they're yet close. And they come close in our energetic field. And as I'm going kayaking out deeper and deeper into the ocean, they came closer and they breached about 150 yards away. And
beautiful.
Their magnificent beings create so much joy, create so much power and strength, and it fills my heart so. And the message that they're giving me is that this planet is in dire need of support, and they're filling our waters with this vibration of love and light that they bring down from the star beings that they are. And that this immense energy that they're bringing is sharing. And last year when they came, they birthed so many babies. And they're feeling that it is so important to birth so many babies to bring their frequency and evolve this planet, to help us to rise up into the light beings that we all are. And yesterday I came out, and later on in the day I saw a post from my friend Raphael, and he was in the water with his kayak, and baby dolphins and mama and baby whales were swimming with him in the southern waters near McKenna, and him too got the call of these mamas and babies birthing this joy, birthing this light, birthing this frequency for helping us to remember who we are. Thank
you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mahalo nui loa for that share.
Yeah,
I feel we all needed to hear this and be reminded. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
You are
what
so
a beautiful
welcome.
Message. Powerful message. My I got what we call here chicken skin, tingles and goosebumps.
That's great. Oh, thank you. Well, is there anyone else before we wrap this up? Okay. I just want to thank everyone again for being here today and participating. And happy holidays, everyone. Enjoy whatever holidays you're celebrating and New Year's. And we'll see you here again the first Friday in January when I'll be leading the meditation. So I'm going to unmute everyone so we can all have our chaotic goodbye. And thank you again, General Thunder. It was beautiful.
Of course. And make sure you schedule me during the summer, okay? It's
oh, so you can get up at 4?
No.
And happy new moon.
Oh, happy new moon. Oh, correct.
New moon, that's right. Happy new moon, yes. I had the most unrestful sleep last night with the new moon energies and also with the energies of the solar eclipse. I'm okay with it. I'm grateful for all of this. It's an opportunity to cleanse and clear. So still working on self is important.
And
I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who joined us also. And thank you. I feel vibrationally, I feel each and every one of you through your heart. And so thank you for sharing your heart with me today.
Thank you.
And who knew that I was going to remotely make the acquaintance of a couple of mermaids this morning, too?
Yes, love mermaids.
Okay. Hey, happy holidays.